What's the difference between a brand name and a generic drug? Glad you asked. Generic medicines are considered equivalent to their brand name counterparts, but they're not identical. Although the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, requires generic drugs to meet the same standards as brand name products, they don't have to match them in every single way. Before they can sell a generic version of any medication, the manufacturer of the generic must show the FDA that they're equal to the brand name at each strength. Their product must contain the same amount of active ingredients. A generic drug must also match the form and route of administration of the original, or what they call the innovator medicine, the original brand, whether it's a tablet, a capsule, a liquid or injection. The manufacturing processes, quality control, and testing for generic medicines must meet the same manufacturing standards as branded medicines. And you may not realize this, but many generics are made in the exact same manufacturing plant as their branded version. Generic drug manufacturers must prove to the FDA that their generic is equivalent to the branded medicine by testing the blood of human volunteers taking the new medicine. If the blood levels from the generic and the brand name are similar, the FDA assumes that the generic will work the same in your body. The active ingredient of a generic medicine must be equivalent to the brand name, but the inactive ingredients don't have to be. Sometimes those differences can change the way you absorb your medicine. Just like meatballs contain more than just meat, tablets and capsules can contain more than just their active ingredients. Diluents or fillers are often added to provide bulk. The active ingredient may only be a very small amount of powder. With lactose, sucrose, powdered starch, kaolin, and cellulose, often used as fillers for tablets and capsules. Food coloring may also be mixed into the powder, which can cause reactions in some people sensitive to dyes. An adhesive compound called a binder is also added to help the powder press together in a tablet. It's like adding an egg to a meatball recipe to help the meat and the rice stick together when formed into a ball. Generic manufacturers use less expensive versions of fillers, dyes, and binder compounds. And that's allowed by the FDA as long as the active ingredient is the same concentration as the original medicine. Making generic versions of long-acting or extended-release forms is more complicated than duplicating a simple tablet, which makes it more tricky and sometimes harder to duplicate. The FDA received complaints about one generic version of Wellbutrin XL that caused headaches, nausea, and a return of depressive symptoms in some people. After some investigation, the FDA found significant differences showing up in how the generic was absorbed into the body. And in October 2012, the FDA actually reversed its approval of that generic version of Wellbutrin XL, instructing the manufacturer, Teva, to take it off the market. Here are four tips on how to take generic medicines. Number one, check your pills before you leave the pharmacy. Don't assume that a different shape or color is just another generic. Because generic medicines don't have to match the branded version's appearance, the color and shape can change whenever your pharmacy uses a different manufacturer for your medicine. Check for and challenge any changes in the form or color of your medicine to make sure that you have the correct medication in your pill bottle. Number two, ask Google. If you get your pills by mail, you can check what's in your pill bottle yourself. In the search engine Google, type in the shape, color, and any markings you see on your pill. If there's a line across the tablet, you can type in the word scored. Most of the time, there's only one result with a photo, but if you see more than one, Check with your pharmacy first before taking it. Third tip, ask your doctor to order the brand name product. If you've had a bad experience with a generic product, ask your doctor to document it in your medical record. And when ordering the brand name medicine, make sure your doctor adds the comment, "Do not substitute." With documentation, an insurance company will usually cover the brand name product for you instead of the generic, though sometimes you might have a higher copay. Number four, if you notice a significant difference when switching to a brand name medicine to generic, ask your doctor to report it to the FDA. The MedWatch program run by the FDA tracks side effects and other medication-related problems. This has been Louise Ackie at Medication Insider.